At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hello and welcome back to Mornings with Stephen Johnsy podcast. We continue with part 3 of our mini-series on love and spiritual growth, and today's message takes us to the very heart of Christian living, sacrificial love. We've seen love that reflects God's heart and love that protects unity. Now we ask, how far should love go? What does it cost? Jesus answers that question boldly. Love isn't just about affection, it's about sacrifice. The greatest love is not simply spoken, felt, or promised, it is given. Our devotional is titled, Love That Sacrifices. John chapter 15, verses 12 to 13 reads, My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. In John 15, Jesus is speaking to his disciples just hours before his crucifixion. He's not giving a motivational speech. He is describing what he is about to do for them. Love is commanded, not suggested. My command is this. Love is not optional for followers of Jesus. Love must look like Jesus. As I have loved you. We are not called to love at convenience, but at cost. Love is measured by sacrifice. Greater love has no one than this. Not by romance, words, emotions, or promises, but by what we are willing to give up. Love lays something down. It may not always be life itself. Sometimes it's pride, time, comfort, ego, preferences, or personal desires. True love costs something, but it gives life to someone else. How sacrificial love shows up daily. Jesus-style love applies to every area of life, and here are some of the ways this love can show up. In marriage, it means serving your spouse even when they don't deserve it. It means letting go of ego to build peace. It means choosing devotion over winning argument. In friendships, it means being there when it's inconvenient. It means forgiving mistakes and valuing people over pride. It means honesty spoken with love, not harshness. In community and church, it means helping without expecting recognition. It means welcoming those who are overlooked. It means carrying burdens together, not gossiping about them. Toward humanity, it means compassion beyond race, background, and status. It means generosity even when you don't owe anyone. It means treating every person as someone God loves deeply. We live in a world that says, love me for who I am. But Jesus says, love others the way I loved you. Our culture often promotes convenient love, self-centered relationships, conditional kindness, but Jesus shows us love that serves, love that sacrifices, and love that gives before it receives. Real love is not measured by how good someone makes you feel, but by how well you reflect God's heart in how you treat them. Love that sacrifices does the following. It brings healing to relationships. It builds strong marriages. It protects friendships. It strengthens families. It brings unity to communities, and it breaks barriers in society. Love seen in action changes the world. Remember, you can't love like Jesus without giving something up. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for showing us perfect love through your sacrifice. We ask that you teach us to love others the way you love us, with patience, humility, and generosity. Help us lay down selfishness, pride, and bitterness. Strengthen marriages, heal friendships, build unity in families, and make our communities overflow with your love. Lord, help us serve when it's hard, forgive when it hurts, and choose love even when we're tired. May our lives reflect your sacrificial heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, Jesus didn't just tell us to love. He showed us how. He loved us when we were unlovable, forgave us when we didn't ask, and gave his life while we were still sinners. You don't need perfect relationships to practice sacrificial love. You need a willing heart, a heart that reflects Jesus. Let your love be bigger than your pride. Let your kindness be stronger than offense. Let your actions preach louder than your words. True love is not cheap, but it's always worth the cost. If today's message encouraged you, share it with someone you love, someone who needs healing, or someone who needs to be reminded of Jesus' love. Be sure to follow Mornings with Stephen Johnsy podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. Thank you. I'm Stephen Johnsy, and this is the Mornings with Stephen Johnsy podcast. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.